Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Philadelphia tonight and raising money. Why didn't he call Senator McConnell, Speaker Boehner, Minority Leader Pelosi, and Majority Leader Reid into his office and sit down and do his job?
Here's Senator John Cornyn of Texas firing back at President Obama over his comments. Congress has the responsibility to fix the budget or to take care of the debt ceiling, and they better get to work. So said the president, and then Cornyn with that remark. So let's get started with our talk radio review for the 4th of July. Doesn't make any difference what day it is. We're here to review the hot hits in talk radio. And from the weekend, a lot of material from the Sunday morning talk programs, the interview shows on Fox, for example. Shannon Bream talked to Senator Cornyn about the comments he made to the president and what he thinks needs to be done now.
At that Philadelphia fundraiser that you mentioned there, the president said this deal could get done, quote, on the back of an envelope. But he said there's no political will. So who's not doing their job?
Well, let's see his envelope. I haven't seen it. The president's own fiscal commission, bipartisan fiscal commission, made what I thought was a sobering but important report back last December called Moment of Truth. The president ignored it in his State of the Union. His own budget grows the debt by trillions of dollars over the next 10 years. And all he seems to do is to attack those who are trying to make responsible proposals to solve this problem. So the only way this is going to get done is with the President of the United States. And fortunately now, it's been kicked upstairs to the only guy who can make the deal, and that's the President, along with Speaker Boehner and Mitch McConnell.
Well, let me ask you, you're here because, of course, the Senate cut its 4th of July recess short. There have been some skeptics about whether that's going to make any difference. One of them is your Democratic colleague, Senator Barbara Mikulski. Here's a bit of what she had to say. She said, just being here to, quote, huff and puff and hope we can blow the deficit away is just posturing. Now, even you have expressed doubts that this is going to make a difference. Are you feeling any more optimistic?
Well, the only people who can cut the deal, at least initially, are the president, Speaker Boehner, and Mitch McConnell, our Republican leader in the Senate. But, you know, Shannon, it's got to pass the House of Representatives, and then it has to get at least 60 votes in the Senate. And we're running out of time. But this, what I'm concerned about is the president, by not seriously putting a proposal forward, but rather just criticizing those who have, we're running up against this deadline, and they're going to try to present it as a fait accompli. Nobody's going to have time to read it or consider the implications of it, and he's going to say you have to pass it or the economy's going down the tubes. That's just irresponsible.
All right, some on Capitol Hill have said absolutely no way they will vote for anything that involves a tax hike. The top Republican in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, has said that. House Speaker John Boehner has said that. You have phrased it a little bit differently. When we talk about tax expenditures, things like loopholes and breaks, you say it would be a fruitful area for discussion. So would you consider that a tax hike or raising taxes? How do you define what we're talking about when we're talking about revenue?
Well, I think it's clear that Republicans are opposed to any tax hikes, particularly during a fragile economic recovery. The last thing that employers need is further disincentives to not hire people. And that's what a higher taxes would mean. Now, do we believe that tax reform is necessary? I would say absolutely. There's not enough time to get this done between now and August the 2nd, but it ought to be the first thing we turn to try to make our tax code more rational. We can bring down rates, eliminate the tax, a lot of tax expenditures or loopholes, and actually make our nation more competitive internationally.
Well, here we go, back and forth, the same old stuff. These people are way beyond expectations of irresponsibility. They just go back and forth, and the job doesn't get done. It's another reason the two-party system is a complete failure in our country. It is. It's a complete and utter failure. The party comes first. The issues come second. It happens over and over and over again. When are we going to wake up, and when are we going to fix it? Could be part of the conversation at 800-510-8255. On this day in which we honor the signers of the Declaration of Independence, do we need some new kind of declaration? From MSNBC, Alex Witt talked to Mike Vergara of NBC about the gridlock over the debt.
We have these specific opposing demands from each of the sides. So where do you see the next step being, and what role the president's going to play in all this?
I'll tell you, Alex, you've heard the old phrase about a rock and a hard place. There really doesn't seem to be a lot of daylight, a lot of wiggle room here in these negotiations. Look, Alex, remember back on May 21st when the world was coming to an end? We had the Armageddon clock. Everybody was ready for that. August 2nd, the Treasury Secretary says that is the date by which the United States will default on its obligation. They're going to have to start prioritizing. It's possible that Social Security checks could stop going out sometime after that. They're going to have to decide who to pay. Interest rates are going to go up. They're calling it a catastrophe, an economic catastrophe, not just confined to this country, but it could have repercussions worldwide. A lot of people don't believe it. The Speaker of the House says it's an arbitrary date. The administration is sticking by their guns. And the Republicans also say these arguments by President Obama about corporate jets, about oil and gas revenues. These are straw men. He's demagoguing. We're talking about a $14.3 trillion deficit. Of course, Congress is going to have to vote before August 2nd to raise that. Senator Dan Coats is the Republican from Indiana. He's a senator. He had the response to Obama.
Unfortunately, the president's economic plan of spending and borrowing has failed. Now is the time for decisive leadership from this president. It's time to cast aside the false safety of political denial and re-election hopes and put the future of our country above all else.
And Alex, demagoguing or not, the president's attacks on Republicans had their effect. They were supposed to be on vacation. They canceled that. Senator Coats, all his colleagues, Democrat and Republican, will be here working. It's expected those negotiations are going to continue. President Obama, however, does not have any meetings on his schedule at this point with congressional leaders.
800-510-8255. We're investigating the presidential budget and the presidential position, the position of those in Congress. And which side are you on, may I ask? 800-510-8255. That's a pertinent question, don't you think? 14 past the hour on the countdown.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child, and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart, now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
Surfer David Butcher puts Bullfrog sunblock to the test.
I use Bullfrog because it stays on. I'm a surfer. I do recall that being the surfer's choice because it was the best as far as staying on in the water the longest and providing the best sunblock. I've used many other sunscreens, and no other brand stays on in the water as long as Bullfrog, my sunscreen of choice.
Invented, tested, and trusted by surfers. Bullfrog sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Summer is here, and it's time for a classic American tradition, the backyard barbecue. According to the Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association, 80% of North American households own a grill and use it year-round. And more than 65% of Americans like to dress up their grilled dishes with salsas, marinades, or seasonings. A great way to add flavor is with Heinz 57 sauce. First introduced in 1911, the classic sauce is celebrating its 100th anniversary of infusing fun and excitement into the grilling fare of American families. Chef and lifestyle expert Jamie Gwen has more.
You don't need to make a different marinade for everything that you're grilling this summer. I love using Heinz 57 sauce because it's versatile and adds zest and flavor to meats, veggies, and even seafood. Try mixing the sauce with honey for a sweet and simple twist for basting chicken or pork.
For more information, recipes, and 57 ways to add zest to your favorite meals, visit Heinz57.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey, parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call quickgranger.com or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
800-510-8255. Stories to follow at DougStephan.com. The countdown box has the overview of what we have in more detail here, the background, so that you can talk more intelligently if you choose to when you call 800-510-8255. You're just joining us. We're focused on the budget, the debt ceiling, the back and forth. I said the two-party system keeps this thing from being fixed. Michael is in the Ozarks in Arkansas. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the countdown right now.
Good morning, Doug.
Hi.
Hey, I wrote this down yesterday, and I find it interesting. It'd be a topic of conversation on your show. I believe that the two-party system is going to fall within the next year because the Democrats are going to go bankrupt, essentially. To put it simply, because of one little glitch here, and I think that that's about to happen. I'm willing to put up some money for it. But
what's the glitch?
I could spend an hour talking.
Well, just
about
give
that.
Us tell. Just explain quickly what you think the glitch is.
The way the Democrats tend to favor a particular gender, for example, organizations connected to Anthony case, the Casey Anthony case.
What's that got to do with what we're talking about here?
Like I said, it's extremely complicated and,
okay.
You know.
Yeah. All right, thanks for the input. 800-510-8255. I don't know that that's what I was thinking. There may be a number of reasons for the two-party system to fall apart. This is the most glaring, though, it would seem. Joe's in Georgia with thoughts. Go ahead, sir.
I think that what we need to do is the answer is not raising taxes. We're going to have to cut spending. I think we need to get rid of the Department of Education, the Department of Energy, the Department of Commerce, and then I think at least a 10% across the board of cuts in all the agencies. And I think what we need to do, though, mainly, we've got to elect people like Mitt Romney who know how to cut spending. And we've got a congressman, Tom Graves, and he is he's great to cut spending, and we're just going to have to cut spending. I think that, you know, education, for one thing, should be a local and state matter. We don't need a Department of Education in Washington. And I think the Department of Energy, I just don't think it's needed. The Department of Commerce, some of these, you're just going to have to make some cuts. The answer is cutting federal spending, and that's the key.
800-510-8255. Good luck with Mitt Romney. Mike in Utica, New York, with some more ideas.
It's not just what to keep or what to cut, because that's really too simplistic. It's really a question of how will we pursue a multi-year solution to the deficit and debt problem while preparing for worldwide competition that's changing dramatically. We need to invest in education and training more now than ever over the next decade. While we prepare, really, to be more fully competitive from a multi-pronged approach. It's not just high tech, which we hear about all the time in the news and in the media, but it's also manufacturing basic products, and it's also commodities. So, you know, the three keys to wealth are fundamentally commodities, taking raw materials out of the ground at low cost and selling them and producing real wealth for the nation and for the people, taking those commodities and making finished products that then are sellable not just in this nation but around the world, and that produces even greater amounts of wealth. The return on investment is even greater. And finally, and as we all know from the media in recent decades, invention and innovation.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow.
guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extract. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. We're tweeting some of these stories. Follow us on Facebook, and you can get all that at DougStephan.com, the connections, that is. We're focused on the budget, the debt ceiling, the back and forth, the Sunday morning talk programs where usually politicians show up to grouse about whatever the issue of the day is. From CNN, Candy Crowley talks to Senator John McCain about tax increases and the debt ceiling.
Would you, in the spirit of compromise, would you, Senator John McCain, not speaking for the Republican Party, could you see your way clear to voting for some sort of tax increase, whether it's closing a loophole of oil companies or charging those who have private jets? What would be so wrong with that?
Well, I think that if we did those small things you're talking about, they would have very small impact. But the principle of not raising taxes is something that we campaigned on last November. And the results of the election was that the American people didn't want their taxes raised, and they wanted us to cut spending.
But what about compromise?
And I would argue that if we do otherwise, well, you know, the American people, as the president described it, administered a shellacking. They don't want compromise. They want us to balance the budget. They want us to stop mortgaging our children and our grandchildren's futures. And they don't think that they need their taxes raised. And I don't either. And I think that this catastrophe or short-term meltdown that we're facing isn't nearly as bad as the meltdown that we're facing unless we get our deficit under control.
No way, no how would Senator John McCain vote for anything, a closing of a loophole or a tax hike of any sort.
Candy, John Kyle was in negotiations, as you know, with the vice president, and he said there were certain revenue raisers in other areas that perhaps we could work on. But to somehow say that we are going to raise Americans' taxes, anybody's taxes, I think is something that a principle that we promise the American people last November and that we have to stick to.
All right, there's Senator McCain. And now radio host Gary Hoffman speaks about the president's address with his audience.
The president, in his weekly and internet address, said that we cannot take anything off the table.
It would be nice if we could keep every tax break, but we can't afford them. Nothing can be off limits, including spending in the tax code, particularly the loopholes that benefit very few individuals and corporations. If we choose to keep those tax breaks for millionaires and billionaires, or for hedge fund managers and corporate jet owners, or for oil and gas companies pulling in huge profits without our help, then we'll have to make even deeper cuts somewhere else.
Okay, that was his speech. The Republican response was given by Indiana Senator Dan Coats.
The American people understand the urgency of our fiscal crisis. They want their elected officials to stop spending money we don't have and to enact policies that will grow our economy and get Americans back to work. The president and Democrats in Congress must recognize that their game plan is not working. It's time to acknowledge that more government and higher taxes is not the answer to our problem. It's time for bold action and a new plan to address our current crisis.
Also, John Cornyn, senator from Texas, said it would be irresponsible for the president to present some last-minute proposals in this budget debate. He said we're simply running out of time. Now, the regular 4th of July recess that they would take, I think, is a week or two. They're not going to take it. Now, they don't have to work this weekend, but they will be back at work, I believe, on Tuesday. And we've seen how fast Congress can move, like a dinosaur. So they're running out of time, basically. That August 2nd deadline, sure, it's a month away, but come on, it's a month away.
All right. So here it is. The president keeps talking about who's going to suffer, yada, yada. When are we going to deal with the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse that is so prevalent? You know it, and I know it. 28 past the hour.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle and you've never pushed the blue OnStar button on your rearview mirror, now is the time to do it. Because right now, if you're not a current OnStar subscriber, you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. Push the blue button and tell the advisor you want automatic crash response, help in an emergency, navigation, and more. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Push the button now or visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
Lieutenant Colonel Lance Hampton.
For 18 months, all I've known is kill or be killed. I thought about suicide a lot. Nobody understood and my family couldn't relate. At my absolute lowest point, a friend took me to a VFW post just to help me keep it together. I found men and women of all ages who got it. I found a family at the VFW and turned it into my most important tour of duty. I am the new VFW.
It's who we are. It's what we do. To join, log on to VFW.org.
I never really thought I needed to wear one, but thank God I wore it anyway.
My daughter insisted that I wear it. As it turns out, I'm really glad she did.
I am so glad I was wearing this.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But living alone comes with risk. What if you suddenly became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to your residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day.
This little pendant was a lifesaver.
For a free brochure, call 1-800-832-1177. That's 1-800-832-1177. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. Call 1-800-832-1177.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Daily seminar of what's going on in the political world, News Talk Radio, issue-oriented discussions, 800-510-8255. The routine is we listen to a lot of the television programs that are also like radio. They're interested in getting a side rather than both sides, so you put both sides together and you get two sides. Hopefully you like my math. 800-510-8255, the budget. And what to cut and how to deal with the looming crisis, so they say. Scott is in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. You're up now on the countdown, Scott.
Hey, good morning. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm astonished that the Democrats can stand before us day after day, year after year, and ask us to pay federal taxes or face the implications of fines or imprisonment. And, you know, pay our mortgages, pay our car notes, and have to live within some form of a budget.
Aren't you more astonished when you look at the collective waste, fraud, and corruption, the abuses that the taxpayer has to pay for? Doesn't that bother you more than anything else? When you look at the sheer volume, the sheer numbers, when we understand that 42 cents of every dollar goes to pay the debt, in terms of what we pay in taxes, and 34 cents, according to the Government Accounting Office, is waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. The Defense Department budget alone could be cut to $460 billion if we got rid of the waste and fraud and still have the same exact coverage that we do now. Why isn't everybody whopping mad about that?
Well, I am. And there are a lot of people mad about that. But my point is,
and that's both parties.
Why can't they operate like we do? Why not spend what you
pay? Because they don't have to. They don't have to. They're happy to change the rules.
Well, we have to demand that now. Yeah, we have got to start taking control and doing what the founding fathers had in mind of less government. Everyone should read The First American, Benjamin Franklin, and start, you know, really finding out what the Constitution is about. And I think, you know, we're so close to a disaster, it's not even funny. But at a minimum, a balanced budget amendment has to be enacted immediately, and this has to stop, or apparently we're going to explode, you know, from within with these idiots who are running the country. And I don't know how to do it, but vote them out. just keep voting them out until we get the right people in there.
Yeah, that's a great philosophy, and I follow it as well. It's frustrating, though, because the way the system works with the two parties and the way they narrow things down and the way people aren't being taught civically how their responsibility goes way beyond just voting in a November election. It's a tough row to hoe. Scott, thank you for your thoughts. Mark, we move to Fairbanks, Alaska, for your call on the countdown.
Well, how are you doing?
Hi. Fine, thanks.
I was listening to your program, and you put on a spot where John McCain said we're robbing from our grandchildren. Well, you know, I'm not so much concerned about that anymore as much as I am about the basic survival of the United States, the viable nation.
Well,
the rate that the debt is growing.
Yeah, I think you reflect what lots of people are thinking, sir. 800-510-8255. National political parties, national political events, the fact that there is so much cheerful confidence in these systems, the entitlements, and the way the parties follow them, the Tea Party on one side, the Democrats on the other side, Tea Party and the Republicans are sort of hand in hand. I go often to both Rand Paul and his father because they have both separately and together proposed ending the departments of education, energy, housing and urban development, eliminating foreign aid. The foreign aid thing is probably we've got a tough road to hoe there because of expectations. Do we spend a lot of money helping countries we ought not to? Yes. The people who are making the argument now that we have people in our country who are suffering because we haven't dealt with infrastructure are correct. So how are we amused by some of the people in the Beltway and their continuing focus on the Pauls as mental patients because they come up with ideas that are contrary to the party system, which is good for newspapers and reporters and all of that, but not very good for you. 800-510-8255. Anti-war, anti-surveillance, anti-police abuse, anti-big government, anti-spending for what we know not. You have lots of programs that have been introduced. We've become a victim of all of these things that were promised by not just Obama or not just George Bush and not just Bill Clinton. The way it goes is over the years, back to LBJ, back to FDR, back even further if you want to go, where the government plays handout. It's the goodie bag. And what can we give you today? You don't get anything that hasn't been paid for. In this case, what has been borrowed, if you will. 800-510-8255. The party system is a real problem. All right, let's go to Shelley in Minnesota. Again, we have to pay our fair share.
I'm from Minnesota, and I am a Republican, and it is hard to continually hear that we're the party of no, no, no. But in Minnesota, it's just a microcosm right now of what's going on. At the federal level, our government is shut down right now just because they couldn't come together. But if you notice that Republican-led states that do not have a lot of income, I mean, you know, raising of taxes, they have far more businesses. The states are not in a deficit, and they're not in a shutdown. We do need to possibly raise revenues, but the problem is that across the board, only 50% of the population pay any federal taxes at all. And if they want to talk about shared sacrifices, then maybe shared sacrifices should go across the board for revenues, too. Let's go 10% across the board. If everybody has a fair share in something, you also have a fair share of wanting to have input on where that money goes. And if 50% of the population pays no taxes, then they're not going to care whether taxes are raised on the other half.
800-510-8255. On the sidelines, looking in the criticisms that are aimed at both parties are usually accurate. However, the reason for their being aired remains a tact to take to embarrass or maybe somehow or other make the other side look bad. And how much energy do we use in that? That lady talking about Republicans. There are plenty of good Republicans, plenty of good Democrats, plenty of bad Democrats, plenty of bad Republicans. And again, it serves no purpose. Our country ought to be united. That means you get rid of the party system and discuss issues. United, the Pledge of Allegiance, important for the 4th of July. One nation, etc. Here's Patrick in Oklahoma City with the oil companies in focus.
As a 54-year-old first-generation immigrant, son of immigrant parents, I've been a proud Democrat all my life, but I find myself moving away from my party's position. I certainly cannot embrace the Republican position, but I think what we're faced with here is ultimately it's going to be a shootout at the OK Corral, with the Democrats taking their position, the Republicans taking their position. These oil companies have got to pay their fair share of taxes. Number one, in order for this government to get around, this government has to be like my family. Number one thing we've got to do is we've got to tighten up spending. That's the number one thing we have to do. Number two, we've got to stimulate growth. How do you stimulate growth? It's not by giving oil companies more tax breaks. It's by helping generate new jobs, and new jobs are generated by small business. For instance, the guy that has a small manufacturing company in Minnesota that employs 50 people, is he getting the same tax breaks as the oil company?
800-510-8255. The technology of today, how it's used against you, how the government is your enemy. I saw something over the weekend about a stretch of road where fake tree trunks have been set up so the police can hide inside to clock your speed inside a tree trunk. Who thinks that's appropriate in this day and age? 800-510-8255. Here's Nancy in Indianapolis.
It seems like the middle class people are paying more at the grocery store, more at the pump, more at everything. And there's no jobs coming. All these corporations are hiding money. I think somebody said like $400 billion are sitting offshore. They're just holding on to the money. And I think if you come home to compete with China and all the other countries coming up, we're becoming the second-class nation. We really are. We can't manufacture a washcloth, a towel, utensils, things that were made this country great. And they won't come home and put this money to work. It's called greed. We're putting everything in the federal government's lap, and yet we're letting them hide. And just like the oil companies brag about what they're making, I think we tax them or they come home and help and stimulate jobs. I don't care if it's manufacturing. I think we need to start at the core value of how do these people expect to make money off Americans when they don't have money? They barely have money to buy food, gas, pay their utilities. And if you tax the oil companies and some of these big corporations, they either come home. And I think small businesses should be tax exempt with so many people. But you create more manufacturing jobs and more jobs in this country. I don't care if you make light bulbs or screws or screwdrivers or whatever. Those companies can eventually start paying more taxes.
All right. That's enough for that. Presidential race up next here on the countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey, parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Let's change gears now and talk about the presidential race. Interesting here, the number of Republican candidates. Here is NBC's Chuck Todd with a list of 162 people who have so far filed to run for the presidency.
John Huntsman, former Utah governor. Do you realize there'll only be one of 162 candidates who have filed to run so far? They come from all walks of life and all across the country. But these 2012 hopefuls have two things in common: a dream to become president, and enough ink in their pens to fill out the FEC paperwork. You've never heard of most of these people, even though more than a third have already tried and failed to win the White House more than once. Like Willie Carter of Fort Worth, Texas. He's run in every presidential election since 1988. He even has an online store where you can buy his merchandise. Willie believes, quote, what the USA needs more than anything else is divine help and campaign apparel. Dionia Nebu says if elected, she won't live in the White House. Instead, she'll use it to host fundraising events. Also running, a guy who calls himself, quote, President Emperor Caesar. And he says he belongs to the All Party. Or does he belong to all parties? It's not clear. Apparently, though, that's his actual name, President Emperor Caesar. In that vein, there's President Warren Ash. He lists his website as www.whitehouse.gov, and his bank's address is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But that's taken. There's also, of course, a Rutherford B. Hayes, a George Washington, whose last name is William, and a Robert Lee from Virginia, of course. Oh, and there are a couple of Bushes running. Savannah Jewel McCumber Bush from South Lake Tahoe. She claims on her filing form that she's somehow the long-lost daughter of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Her form says she's running, quote, due to the world's largest terrorist organization plotting our assassination. The website for that alleged organization, cattleclub.com. That's a place where actual cattle breeders congregate. I don't think it's a terrorist organization. Moshe the Zion brings a refreshing honesty to politics. On his site, Who is Moshe section, he says he's used, quote, pounds and pounds of marijuana, cocaine, and methamphetamine. One of his first orders of business as president will be to establish a new branch of the military, the Space Force. In Douglas Clement's FEC filing, the Kirkwood, Missouri resident included a doodle and a note that says, quote, my father sold President Reagan a chainsaw.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, the Talk Radio Countdown Show owns the identity that it has. Overviewing the hot hits in talk radio, a summation of what's been going on over the weekend. And your favorite format, the presidential race and who's running and who's in and out and all that good stuff. MSNBC's Alex Witt talking here to Eleanor Cliff from Newsweek about Herman Cain's economic plan.
Republican candidate Herman Cain attacked President Obama on job creation. The former CEO of Godfather's Pizza outlined his own economic plan, calling for a job for every home. Cain got huge applause to those comments. What kind of damage can populist rhetoric on taxes and jobs creation do to Obama?
Well, I think coming from Herman Cain, and he is a fringe candidate, but I do think his attack does have merit because the president's policies to the general public seem to have benefited Wall Street while Main Street is still suffering. And I think the speculation that the Secretary of the Treasury, Tim Geithner, may be leaving after a debt ceiling deal is reached, I think that's probably good news for the president because he can put someone else in there, not necessarily who's going to be able to change the picture on job creation, but who will send a different signal to the public that this is a president who really is, you know, fighting for average people. And I think at this point, the larger economic forces are really difficult to change, but the president can do symbolic things like focusing on corporate jets and like putting in a new Treasury secretary that people can relate to.
Okay, symbolic's one thing, but Eleanor, what can the president do on a practical sense between now and the election to bolster his record on job creation, i.e. create jobs?
You know, short of direct money into the marketplace to direct jobs, the president really does not have that much leverage. He can jawbone, and jawboning is important. And I think if you look at corporate America, they're sitting on a lot of money and they're not hiring. They say because the demand isn't there and there's uncertainty about regulations and so forth. I think the president could put a little pressure on corporate America to try to take a few risks and hire some people. And he's traveling around the country to strategically place states he's going to need to win re-election, and spotlighting the manufacturing industries of tomorrow. They're not the old assembly line factories, but they're, you know, solar panels, they're smart cars, they're really super-duper places. And he's got to look to that part of the economy to create jobs. I think that that will happen. It may not happen in time to save his re-election, however.
All right, so there's Eleanor Cliff now. Final overview here from talk host Sue Jeffers, focusing on what's going on in Minnesota, and she blames Tim Pawlenty for what's going on.
Tim Pawlenty, Thursday night, I think it was Thursday night, held a press conference out at the airport, and he said, this could be a really good thing, having the state shut down, and he told the Republicans, buck up, buck up, and he's probably saying, thank goodness somebody's finally paying attention to me, because, you know what, it's all about Minnesota. So what did he say out at the airport? He went out to the airport for an impromptu press conference that he sent press releases out to on Thursday night, and he said, both in Washington, D.C. and St. Paul, the Democrats continue their thirst for more spending and taxes, and that's not the right direction for Minnesota. That's not the right direction for our country. Well, he's right, and I wish he would have thought of that stuff while he was still the governor before he was running for president. And the newspapers, of course, are all over. Tim Pawlenty likes to say he left a balanced budget. He did leave a balanced budget. It's required in the Constitution that Minnesota has a balanced budget. That's why Governor Dayton shut us down now. We have no budget. Effective July 1st. And so Tim Pawlenty had no choice but to balance the budget. But Tim Pawlenty made promises with money that we didn't have, promises of lots more money, of increased spending, 30% more spending for this next biennium. And that's why we're in the shoes that we're in right now. Besides the fact, Mark Dayton is our governor and he wants to tax the rich. Even though he's rich, why doesn't he go after his buddy's money? You know, there's ways to do that too. So Tim Pawlenty is, I don't know, you can tell me if you think he'll get a bounce or if you think they'll say, poor Tim Pawlenty. Then Friday he released his fundraising numbers. What do you raise? $2.4 million. There's only one reason you release your fundraising numbers on a Friday of a holiday weekend, and that's because your numbers aren't very good.
All right, so you've got pieces of the pie, more certainly during the course of the week. Our Talk Radio Countdown, I'd like to acknowledge the following sources for the production of the program today: Fox, ABC, CNN, NBC, CBS, and C-SPAN. Doug Steffen here on the Countdown at 59 past the hour.